So in this transmission, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to actually let you into something that we're navigating in our business real time and how we're thinking about it, some of the changes we're making, particularly to our marketing. And I think this will be super useful and valuable because sometimes it's really helpful just to learn from other people and to actually get a sense for what's working through like taking a peek into someone's actual real business. So one of the things that we have been playing with over the years is our front-end lead generation process. And I use ads in my business as the primary way that we bring people in the door. For years, what worked for us was a simple PDF guide lead magnet funnel where we run ads to a guide. It was a client attraction guide. And I ran the same ad in our business pretty much for about like 2.5 years. And it did pretty well. It was a great front end into our business. And then once someone was in the door, we'd run retargeting ads, we'd run live events, which were and have always been the best way that I've converted folks into sales opportunities. So I have always taken this long-term nurture-based approach to lead generation. And that has been effective for us and it's worked. About a year ago, I started to have a shift in mindset around lead generation because I started doing much deeper work with entrepreneurs. And the realization was people don't just buy from me because I have the right strategy or because I can intellectually diagnose their problem, but because they feel me, my energy, my presence. And particularly in where we're going, I think more and more with the world that we're in with AI, the fact that intellect has basically just become a commodity. The thing that really stands out is presence. It's human connection. It's the ability for someone to actually feel you in your marketing. So we actually shifted the funnel that we were using to bring people in. And rather than doing a PDF guide, we switched things over to a masterclass replay recording. And I started using a lot more video ads. And this also worked and also was effective. The challenge, though, with this funnel has always been that it's really difficult to figure out lead quality on the front end. And because we have this long-term nurture type funnel, someone comes into our world, we ran the data on this a while back, I think it's around 90 days on average, the median, before someone actually, or sorry, it's 25 days before someone actually becomes a client, median. But the average is actually like 90 days. So we pay for a lead, and that person sits in our funnel for maybe 90 days. This is not like inherently a problem, but it makes it really difficult to figure out lead quality on the front end and whether or not, you know, someone's a good lead. And it also makes it really difficult for us to test new creative because when I pay for a lead, we don't actually know until maybe 3 months out whether or not the ad that we're running is a good ad. So this has always been our biggest constraint. And it's something I've lived with for a long time and just kind of accepted as like cost of doing business and more of a long-term nurture type situation, which has always been the funnel that I've run. But recently I started questioning this and I was like, okay, is this like, does this have to be true? And is there a way that we could restructure this that would honor the value that I have around not like being super pushy and aggressive on the front end? Because my belief is, especially in the kind of business that I run, I want a situation where someone comes in the door and they've got like a 17-step ClickFunnels upsell sequence and it feels like, you know, super aggressive on the front end. So I started thinking about this and I was like, okay, what are some other funnels that we could possibly run? And one thing that has always worked really well for us has been live events, live challenges, live masterclasses. It's been our number one conversion vehicle in our business to take people who are in our audience and turn them into clients. Over about 6 months, the past 6 months, over 60% of our new sales have come off the back of live trainings and live events. So I've tested so many different things. I've always come back to that because it works. I was like, okay, why are we running this like front-end lead gen funnel? and then retargeting these people to a live event, what if we just cut that initial process out and just ran like straight cold traffic to live challenges or live masterclasses and tested that? So right now we're in the midst of testing this, and it's been really interesting to see the results. It's too soon for at least, you know, for me to know whether or not that's successful. It could be the case that people who come straight to a live challenge from cold aren't warm enough to buy. I don't know that that's the case if they spend 5 days with me. On the flip side, what's been really interesting is seeing that lead costs have gone up significantly for this new live challenge that we've been running to cold traffic. So for context, we used to pay about $10 a lead for our masterclass recording funnel, where people would opt in, they get a recording of like a replay of a masterclass right away. And when we switched to the live challenge funnel, right now our cost per lead is around $37. Now, is that a problem? I don't know, because we haven't run the funnel through. The nice thing about this funnel is that it gives us much quicker feedback, because I can run a live challenge and in 2 weeks I can figure out whether or not it was a success. And so much of my thinking lately has been, how do we shorten the feedback loop? How do we get data faster on what's working? Because the main constraint in our business, at least on the front end, has been the long lag time before we know what actually works, which makes it really hard to actually dial things in. So this is what we're testing right now. The other insight that I had the other day was, you know, the other thing I've been thinking quite a bit about is we've been doing a lot of vibe coding, and I just am so excited about the possibilities of, you know, what is possible now with Claude Code or Codex. I've been thinking about just how easy it is to build apps now and to actually code things. And the fact that you can literally create custom software. I mean, I'm already doing this internally for us in our business. I've created several custom tools that replace things like Zapier in our business. And it's just so easy to do now. And it opens up the doors for so many possibilities when it comes to marketing and sales. So I've been thinking a lot about diagnostic funnels and quiz funnels, because one of the things that I've been just reflecting on is, I think the lead magnets of the past were mostly like static content. And in a world where AI gives you more relevant insight than you could ever get from a static PDF, that is no longer really valuable anymore. So I think the lead magnets of the future are gonna look a lot more, and you're seeing this already, they're gonna look a lot more like dynamic apps that are built to provide customized insight and real value that's tailored to someone's individual situation. And so I'm really excited about the potential of that. I've been thinking a lot about this whole idea of like a diagnostic funnel or a quiz funnel for us. And I thought about this, I was like, okay, the upside to a live challenge is we get quicker insights on what works. We go straight to the mechanism that is actually doing the conversion. And rather than, you know, creating an extra step, we have to pay a lot more per lead. But the upside with a like a quiz funnel or a diagnostic funnel is leads are super cheap. We also get data. And I started thinking about this and I was like, okay, just by the questions that someone answers in a quiz funnel, I can figure out whether or not they're a good lead and pass all that data back to our ad platform and use that to optimize the targeting so we get better leads. Then the data can actually be used to give them personalized insights on the thank you page, so they get a really valuable experience. The cool thing is we can actually use AI to create a tailored, personalized invitation on that person's report to the next live event that I'm running that basically creates a bridge between their specific situation and the next live event that I'm running. I'm like, oh wow, this is like kind of like the best of both worlds funnel, because I can still use it to fill our live events, but instead of paying like $37 a lead, we can pay like $5 a lead. And also on the back of that, we can personalize all of our email marketing based on the insights and based on the data that we find from people who fill this out. So I was like, oh crap, this is like a really good idea. And last night I was talking to Kimberly and I was like, okay, am I just like crazy or this like, this is absolutely the best idea we've had in our business yet? And she's like, yeah, this is really good. So what's so cool about this is I think AI opens the door to be able to vibe code this stuff really easily. It'll take me about a week to get something like this up. And I can build the app, I can customize it, I can tailor it to me. And I think this potentially gives us the best of both worlds. Lower lead costs, more capacity to grow. We can also, you know, integrate like tripwires or low ticket offers in this to recoup the ad spend up front. And more importantly, it gives us feedback and data up front to help us figure out who we're actually attracting and whether or not it actually needs refinement. We can tune the algorithm based on that data. So there's just so many benefits to this. And the more I think about this, the more I'm like, this is 100% the thing that we're doing next. So this is what we'll be trying after the challenge. And we are running the live challenge right now to cold traffic. Be really interesting to see how that plays out because this is the first live challenge that I've run to cold traffic, not just to warm traffic. Warm traffic is always converted for us, but cold's a different thing. What are the lessons from this? I think number one is when I look at the entrepreneurs that I mentor and work with that are most successful, they're trying a lot of new things. And I think one of my biggest Achilles heels, one of the things that when I look back over the years that has probably gotten away the most is sometimes I tend to just stick with something. And sometimes I just tend to be like, okay, well, this is the funnel that we have. Let me get in this optimization mindset of figuring out how I can squeeze 2%, 3%, 4% more value out of it versus just maybe we need to change the whole funnel or maybe it just needs a completely different, you know, approach. And there's always this trade-off and this kind of dance between optimizing what works versus going broader and actually trying new things. And honestly, most of the really successful entrepreneurs that I work with are much more in that mindset of just testing and trying new things. So they go much broader instead of just dialing in and trying to optimize the thing they already have. That's the first lesson. So where can you like rethink radically the approach that you're taking around something like lead gen, around something like your conversion mechanism in your business? And I think that's a really good exercise to reflect on. The second thing I'll say on this is I think AI completely changes the game in terms of what is now possible with lead generation. And yet there's a lot of people that are still marketing like it's 2022. The possibilities that are available to you right now for personalized, highly relevant, segmented experiences, the ability to vibe code lead magnets that can get you leads at half the cost potentially that you're paying right now. This is the new frontier. And I think we're gonna see a lot more innovation in this space, in this area of business. This is the moment to really be leaning in before everybody else catches up, because first mover advantages are real. And especially if you're paying for traffic, if you're in a competitive market, you know, because that's the nature of paid traffic, is it's an auction. If you can, I think it was Russell Brunson who once said this, whoever can pay or whoever pays the most can pay the most to acquire a new customer wins. If you can drop your lead costs in half, I mean, what might be available for you? What might be possible for you? So all this being said, I think this is the next frontier. And these are the things that I'd be thinking about and leaning into right now. I will keep you posted on how things go. I'm excited to see how this plays out. And Yeah, I'm just really looking forward to this new world that we're stepping into. There's so much potential and so much possibility here for all of us as entrepreneurs.